seeing it through. A quiet, astringent compromise of sorts. It's surely the meek who suffer. Several see the dovetailing of memory into the brickwork while new debts are expunged by the needy, mellifluous panic of a dawn chorus in the distance, ascending from bare, ruined notions of the bone, the idol and the clinamen, and finding this in the sort of seedy restaurant that serves unwholesome pastimes on the internet. No doubt there'll be consequences, and nothing would surprise in a time of manifestos and mellow fruitfulness. Bringing forward the attenuated circumstance of unrequited seances, the overall effect may bewilder the uncertain, the queasy, the flavour of the season, and various of their majesties may even attend the play in soporific wonder, though the span be meagre. How, then, best to serve the appetite? A pre-dawn vertical insertion event with incontinent ordnance, that would do the trick to swell a scene or two and send the orderlies running for the wings. But is it to be trusted, things being not quite as they seem? A new menu item with an icon on the screen horrifies with auguries of germ warfare, if not nipped in the code and sharpish. Oh, brave new world that has such weasels in it. And where are the artifacts likely to be seen? A drifting cloud is just a drifting cloud. Either situation is ugly, but one of them will be necessary. The governance of profiteroles depends on it. Until, in the presence of the ineffable, they squander what resistance they've afforded to the wild, sarcastic narcs surrounding the citadel, wholly to blame and trusting to the power of integers, the creatures crawl into their caverns and expire.